This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna. And this is Gayotic.
Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals.
Who all share one brain cell.
Oh my god.
I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade, and we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh, yes.
Everyone talk about the ways that they're doing bad.
I'm getting up every morning.
Lives.
I'm being attacked internally. I think I may be depressed, or maybe I'm getting my period.
What do you mean you're
attacked
internally?
I think you've been depressed for a while.
What?
What? Me?
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, well, because
baby,
of Ed?
You've had a lot going on.
Yeah, I've had a lot going on.
Like,
yeah, well, my neighbor, so I have my queer elder passed away this week.
You have dementia. Like, we were like, I'm like, you got a lot going on. You're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'm pretty bad at remembering the context of the stuff that I have going on in my life, but it just never seems like as much as what other people.
No.
There's
no.
My suffering
doesn't
matter.
Irish Catholic self-flagellation. Stop. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I've had to like really start the last couple days like getting up and like journaling to my higher power.
Say, God,
being like, please
make it stop.
Give me strength today. Turn it over. Give me strength to stay off of Twitter.com.
Is that the strength that you need?
I need the strength.
Yeah. I'm going to change the password.
Please. I almost texted Megan to
change the password. Let's text Megan because I actually don't know
Twitter,
the password.
Man?
I don't know the password.
I'm lurking at stuff.
I'm
going
to tell Megan
like,
to change the password.
I'm just waiting. Right, I'm trying to get like a hit. Somebody talked to me recently about how like you can get a hit online of like validation, like you can get a hit to like feel high, but you can also get a hit to like feel low.
Yeah,
and both
read the
are,
one negative comment, baby.
Yeah, and both kind of like just for somebody like me who sometimes I just like want to have an experience or like my brain just wants to feel. I don't know why I do it, but it's like I'm just seeking.
Twitter's particularly negative.
I mean,
too.
It's the dopamine.
Yeah.
Game. I mean, I do this with TikTok, but it's not like validation. It's more of wanting to mute the void in which I exist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mute the subconscious and replace
the
subconscious.
I want to become a cyborg.
Did I tell you that I watched Being John Malkovich?
Finally.
I know. Do you remember it well?
Yes, of course. Ask me about it.
It's so good. It's so
well, have you seen it?
I didn't know.
I have, but I don't really remember it. So then I'm like, how
I love
I?
All of his movies.
I know. I'm watching Adaptation now.
Adaptation? Which one's Adaptation?
With Nicolas Cage and Meryl Streep.
Oh, that one's fucking
with the little plant
crazy.
Face on the car.
I can't wait.
Being John
really
Malkovich is
it.
Also really interesting because it's also queer and very also
I
like
know.
Trans.
I know. It's
in a way that honestly
dude.
That
because
I
would... they because people are inhabiting.
Well,
Cameron Diaz, yeah. who plays John Cusack's wife in the movie, is like discovers the portal to being John Malkovich, goes in and then falls in love with Catherine Keener's character.
Yeah, oh, not cool. kind of.
Like, yeah, they fall in love.
Definitely.
But through John Malkovich.
But it's like, she didn't know that's like who she was also, it's like, I feel like more like myself when I am
Malkovich.
In
yeah.
him
yeah.
than in myself.
Cool.
But then eventually, are we going to spoil this movie?
Spoiler alert for Being John Malkovich. If you haven't seen it, that's your fault. It's your fault.
Seconds
and it
ahead.
Was my fault, too, because we're, whatever, 25 fucking years, you know, 30 years late. So
Spoil away.
Eventually, like, she's no longer Malkovich and they can, like, they actually.
They end up together.
Oh, wow.
But it's a really interesting thing. But, like, Malkovich is essentially, like, a portal of people finding, like, the most, like, confident kind of version.
Yeah.
of their selves
yeah.
like when they are him
that's
it's
so
really
cool.
it's you have you not seen this movie
I haven't
you would
well, that sucks.
Well, that, you should still watch it to
you
be
should
honest
still watch it. I
you
didn't
would,
know anything it's
you
amazing
you would love it
dude, there's certain they, like, kinky crawl into
yes.
the
yes.
brain
yeah yeah
love
you would love it
love
and also there's like a like part of it's like you go on the elevator to the half floor
Okay.
So it's like,
oh, and they like
and they have to hunt us out of that.
You should watch it again. Yeah, so you have seen it.
This movie,
you
it's also,
watch it again.
Maybe I was high.
You probably were.
You maybe.
It's also, and he's like a puppet. He's like a puppeteer.
Yeah, the main
John Cusack's John character. Cusack, yeah. He does like crazy puppet shows.
Oh,
it's,
cool.
Dude,
did I tell you guys
unreal.
When I was on mushrooms and-
You saw the puppets?
I went to the Huntington Gardens when I was in high school a lot, and we would do mushrooms at the Huntington Gardens, and I saw-
Sounds fun.
I was so high, and I went to this like one dude's art show. It was like sad puppets.
Oh, yeah, yeah, dude.
I
well,
still have this
book. Scared you.
Yeah, the book is really scary. I mean, I bought the book. But
wait, he had a book?
No, this is
just imagining
this
you.
This is just a separate. So separate artist has nothing to do with the movie.
Oh, okay.
I was the point of the story is I had a profound experience to some really sad puppets.
I like imagining you with like in extremely dilated pupils walking up like shaking with this book that scares you. Like, yeah. It.
I wonder
it's
how
really
many
amazing.
People who
what knew I was on mushroom
are Muna fans like have seen all the OG lyric videos for About You and I've seen that the
puppet, the
puppet video.
If you love me,
you should watch it. That shit's
it's really good, guys.
Beautiful.
Found.
Yeah,
you know
they did that for like that. They did all those videos for like $20,000.
Yeah, they did a lot of work. Yeah. Sorry to everyone who didn't get paid.
Sorry, guys. A lot of people didn't get paid.
No,
look,
no.
Hey,
one.
I'm not laughing
no
about
one.
It.
Least of all us.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely didn't.
And shout out.
Puppets
thank
are
you, everyone.
Puppets are unbelievable.
Evocative. Yeah,
yeah they're
I
really
could see you
fucked
become,
up.
I would love that to be your new hobby.
No, like, I can't do that.
Imagine Josette.
I can't
okay,
do
fine.
That.
Imagine
that
Josette retired and like. At a, at a work
puppets.
Table with like yeah and you're whittling puppets.
I think that's fun.
I don't
them.
Think I want to be there because I feel like I would yet. Be really fucked. You know what I mean?
No,
lost.
I think because
I
people
see
with
well,
hobbies
I see,
like that
I
are like the healthiest people.
I see the beauty in the puppets, but I see the immense sadness in them. There's immense sadness in puppets.
Because they're stuck.
Well, we're all stuck. Oh.
It is. It is true. I mean, and isn't that.
Puppet?
Also, that is the thesis of
yes.
John Malkovich.
Yes, it is.
Which is like,
we're all stuck.
You're stuck in your
body.
Meat experience.
Yeah,
yeah
I guess maybe
your
maybe your experience. Yeah.
And you're fractured within your experience. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It,
and you're
such
yeah.
a. It's a very psychoanalytical movie. All his shit is. And
yeah.
it's really fucking cool.
Wait, yeah. Adaptation is.
I can't
you're
wait.
You're gonna.
I really like it so far.
You're gonna lose it. Yeah.
I really am liking Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is honestly amazing.
I also
yeah.
the like movie is out now, but yeah. people should go see Dream Scenario.
Yeah, this
is so
one that,
good.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I think he's coming
seems
back.
Trippy.
I said this to you.
It
I think
is so
he's
good.
Coming back around from being like a culty joke to
you know. I listened to a story recently.
So
you know
good.
Why Nicolas Cage? This is gonna sound fucked up. Do you know who?
Huh.
Hold on. Where's my fucking phone?
Just
man?
While you look for your phone, I find that Nicolas Cage
wait,
looks like Roman statues.
Wait,
like
I'm playing
his face
Smashing
looks like every
yes.
Roman statue.
Wait,
yes. Wow.
Do you guys know
that
Nicolas
nose.
Cage, you know who Madame Lalaurie is? It's real
no.
fucked up. She
no, is it some kind of murder thing?
It's worse. It's like she was
God
like honestly,
it, right?
she no, she was like maybe the like one of the most fucked up treatment of like slaves in like New Orleans.
Oh,
and it's like
my
a
God.
It's a really famous house
okay.
where she used to torture people.
Hell
Nicolas
no.
Cage bought that fucking house,
oh, well,
and
that's
then it
insane.
Brought him horrible bad luck, and it's bought everybody. Well, why the fuck you buy that shit?
Yeah.
People were
fucking
murdered.
Psycho.
Yeah.
People were murdered and tortured in the house, and so he bought it.
Well, that's like the white
yeah.
person, like. I don't believe in ghosts and I don't like believe that
so,
this stuff is going to affect me.
Oh no. How could it not, dude? How
you
could
wow.
it not? I know. What
this
a fool.
Is insane. In New Orleans, as we, as you
but
know,
we had a great,
we know.
We had a great
yeah, well, we
night.
Were drunk. This is one of the few times. Well, yeah, we got drunk and we went to bed at like 11. But
people
yeah,
were doing
we
wheelies
were
on quads on like main roads.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking
this
sick.
This was a time that, like, okay, we have canceled shows like very rarely. And we like really hope
and
to continue
were not
to do that.
Responsible for
yeah,
canceling.
No, this
we
was were
show.
We were touring
love.
With Group Love, and they had to cancel.
Yeah, Hannah lost her voice, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so yeah, and that's like a euphoric feeling is when you're opening for somebody and they cancel because you have no responsibility.
Well, and also your Katie's like folks were like with us, and
yeah,
we went
so
to Cafe Du Monde. We had a bunch of food, and
we
then this one of the three of us used to drink, and
so
the
we
three
like,
of us
well,
got
time to get
tequila.
Fucking
the three of us got. hammered at like 6 p.m.
Unbelievable.
I remember.
I have feel like we've DMs. Talked about this on this podcast before.
We've talked about everything.
There's nothing to talk about. I don't
We're
know why anybody.
About everything. We're all depressed. What do you guys want?
On a break.
Are you depressed too?
You know, I can't really tell, as always. I mean, I don't know if I'm depressed, but you know what? I think maybe it's like the, you know what has been kind of making me a little sad? Mm. I can't lie.
My life.
The sun going down so early.
Oh, me
it's
too. Hard.
It's been making but me a little sad.
You like the fall.
I like the cold, but I do not, the sun going down has been really making
sun.
Me sad.
I'm fucked up, man.
3:30
I'm trying to
really
go to bed at 5.
Bumming me out.
Like, yeah, no, but I like that. I think it, what, going it to don't bed you at feel five? Like in a way it gives you permission to just like
chill,
what, to turn say? In, to be yeah, depressed? I,
yeah,
yeah, it doesn't give you permission.
I
mean, I get up early enough.
Yeah, you get up so early.
Not it's also that like, early, like 7:20.
Oh, I thought you got up at like 5 a.m.
I usually get up. It's we've been waking up later, like 7:30, and then we'll go to the gym. But it's like
sleeping in.
That is sleeping in.
I've been sleeping so. I mean, because here's the other rocks. Thing. I'm probably depressed because I haven't worked out in like a week and a half.
Oh my god! Yeah,
oh, yeah,
totally.
It's 100%. But also, your brain's used to that.
Your
you gotta heal,
body
girl.
Has kept score, and you're holding. I'm sure you're carrying heavy weights, and I'm sorry.
Heavy weights in the foot as well.
The heavy weight of my 1 pound boot.
Yeah, that's heavy. I think, to be honest, this is maybe also like a good excuse for you, Mrs. Go Get 'em.
Yeah, because the fact that the ankle broke from such a small happening.
The brittle.
It really
nature.
Says that to me that was a God intervention.
Yeah, maybe.
Stop. Yeah, saying stop.
Stop. Yeah, because what? Yeah. How? I just simply rolled over a little.
Sometimes it's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah, I do think it was probably the straw.
It was the one pebble.
Yeah.
And that broke the Mardi Gras foot.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do with our lives?
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, yeah. Do you want to get into that?
No, fuck my life.
We are going to be performing at restaurants and
no, what are you?
Shops.
What are we going to do with what?
What are we going to do, like, to see each other when...
I think we should make plans.
Have dinner.
Yeah.
But there's
I think we should go to the spa.
But regardless, the three of us, we have that to do. But I think if anything, this is an opportunity for us to explore the possibility in December
of
seeing
each other. Bodies.
If exploring anybody's bodies. Exploring my friend's bodies.
Exploring my friend's bops. I think we should just
need to explore.
Hang out.
No, but this is the thing. The three of us need to hang out.
Katie doesn't
no,
want
no
Katie's,
partners.
Katie's distancing from us.
No.
Fuck you.
Do you feel like I am?
Yeah.
Fuck you, you bitch.
I feel like you are.
I'm not.
Hey, guess what?
Let's
haven't done
not
shit.
Distance.
Guess
well,
what?
Well, you're always like on your own planet.
Well, yeah, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, you're doing your thing.
I'm doing my thing. I'm always doing my thing. I know it was funny when Meg said that, but wait, I need to say
what
I'm going to
say.
Yeah. The three of us should explore the possibility of the three of us hanging out, just the three of us.
I agree.
How many times
are
you?
For fun. What? For fun.
You were going to suggest a specific activity.
Yeah, I mean, spa, luxe meal.
Spa.
But you guys don't want to do the shit I like to do.
What do you like to do?
What do you like to do?
Hike? She can't.
Like, go bike? I like active.
I have a bike.
You can't do shit.
I will be able to
not
hopefully
then.
In like a month.
Yeah, that's too long for me. I'm not waiting for you.
Okay, fine.
We can go to the spa.
Get some massages.
Massage. Let's go to a nice meal.
Why don't we try and get this is how we should go to a nice meal.
Okay.
We should go to a nice meal at a reduced rate.
Just the three of us.
Wow. Okay.
Nice. This is the issue.
Yeah, I agree.
I know.
Three of us. I totally agree.
And not work.
Right?
Can't we do
I'm
that?
I'm a little scared. Well, it's funny because I know that we have a podcast, but I'm a little scared. Like,
what
for some reason, like, came up in my head was,
you're scared, to talk to me alone?
Like, what are we going to talk
about? What if we don't talk about work?
What do you mean?
No, I mean, we're going to end up talking
do
about
work. Do you think
work.
We're not friends?
No, I don't think that at all, but I think we talk
I think
about
we're
work
actually
all the time.
Best friends.
I know.
But
I know.
I will say we all are workaholics.
And I do think when you work...
You don't want to go to Workaholics Anonymous with me.
No,
I thought that would
be
a good bonding experience.
I'm a solo man. Like, I don't know how much more the world needs to tell you that I don't do no group shit.
Mm. Yeah, you are a solo man.
I am.
You're a lone cowboy.
I absolutely am. I'm alone
with my girlfriend.
Yeah, with
constantly.
My girlfriend. Well, with my girlfriend. Yeah. I mean, we live together, but I mean, like, I do. You know, I just like doing my thing.
Alone together.
Yeah. Alone together. True love.
Cool.
So we'll have to figure out something to talk about yeah. with Katie about.
Fine. Yeah. What do you think, Katie? Katie's scared.
How about
to be
you wear
alone
a white t-shirt and jeans, and then we'll
you're gonna.
To talk
I know.
About.
That's
you're gonna
thing.
Talk to you and Naomi.
You two are matching today.
You
that's
and Naomi need to talk about how you feel like each other's distancing from each other. Katie's. This is the problems. I'm saying it. So that's what Katie's afraid of with you. Katie's afraid of with me. She doesn't know what she's gonna say to me. she's gonna feel too overwhelmed by my
aren't you
loner
afraid
presence.
When I call you like,
no because you always this okay fuck you
one okay and I give you no reason to be afraid
no I don't want anybody to call me you call me I think it's an emergency yeah that's why I'm afraid when you call me and it always is you always got a problem that I got,
it
we gotta talk
is.
About
and it always is an emergency I got you've always got a problem
well not an emergency but you always I think when someone calls me initially that it's an emergency because why are you not texting me
well but
why
now
why are you texting me hey can you chat for a few minutes don't worry
but it's
sometimes I feel like my cold calls are mostly are never really emergencies mine is always like hey sorry just really quickly can I ask you a question and then clarify click right
which, yeah well
that's
that
not what
yesterday.
She wants to call me about
Naomi's
my calls
mom
are not really
emergencies.
Going
to paint my house.
You think I don't know this? I hung out with Harriet for 2 hours
my
watching
mom,
TV.
My mom said oh, that you just, night. She was like, Joe looks really, really good. Joe looks younger. Don't know why she keeps
saying
that.
Interesting. Red
that,
light.
And the, yeah, and, the, and Joe said that you and Kelly seem really happy.
Yeah, well, I was doing laundry and we just watched, we watched half of an episode of Survivor. And we nice. Watched
thank
the,
you for hanging out with her. She did, oh, she did
I mean,
something
it was
that
no,
was crazy.
It was no big. And then we watched an episode of Naked and Afraid together as well.
Wow. My mom was probably like so shocked.
No,
well,
so no, you guys no, dude, are, your mom are was doing like wilderness survival shows.
Well, we were watching Survivor
she's never
and
seen
then
shit.
Kelly like was like, why don't we watch something that we can start from the beginning with Harriet? And that's then so Kelly funny. And Harriet started an episode of Naked and Afraid while I was playing that's Fetch. So and then your mom said at the end, she's like, I think I might be hooked on the survival
hell yeah.
show.
I think my mom would probably be into that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
I mean, it was
sense.
This guy was really groovy in the end, the one we were
yeah,
watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could get she,
Naked and Afraid guy.
She yeah, would be, she I would mean, be it's different
it
every time.
Two, isn't it
so
two
it's
people?
Two people. It's a man and a woman, but I did see an episode. Weren't you there, or were it just you? And there was a trans woman
we saw that.
Who stopped hormones. She was the most
yeah.
metal person I've ever
something
fucking seen.
Really
she shot off
happened.
Her nipple, dude. She
with
shot off
arrow.
Her nipple
oh,
with
I
a bow and arrow,
this.
Dude.
Why is this at the end for me?
If you can just imagine.
Dude, she shot it off.
Back,
and her
how
partner,
did it come off?
So dude, she shot it off.
Back,
dude.
Imagine.
Right.
And then this is the metal that you're pulling back to you know, prep the arrow to shoot.
Yeah.
And then that metal.
Slice.
Yeah.
It's not metal. Well, I guess it may be.
Whatever.
Was.
She shot it off, dude.
With that
head. Why you got a fucking problem? She shot it off. Also,
leave
she
women.
Had a sweet. So, okay. The beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
Beginning of this episode. It's her with this other guy. He's from South Africa. He's like this cis white guy.
Okay.
You think he's going to be an asshole to her?
Uh-huh.
He is partially deaf.
Wow.
And he was like, people always judge me because of my hearing
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
I would never judge you for you just wanting to be like who
yourself.
You are. And then day two, he gets lightheaded, falls on a rock, has to be medically evacuated.
Oh
so
my
she
God.
Spends 20 days.
Like for him.
On yeah, on her own. She's like, I have to complete this challenge because
like for me and for him.
Yeah. And so she does. And she
do
goes off hormones.
Stuff?
She goes off hormones because she can't take it because she's naked
yeah.
and afraid.
Yeah.
And, dude, she, like, starts growing back her facial hair and stuff, but she is so fucking punk rock. Like, she completes it. And she's
it
in Africa.
So wow.
Like, she was punk rock as fuck. Some people are, like, plain old puthe.
I know. I've seen some I've
puthe.
Seen some bitch
so she
episodes
did all of
for
that
sure.
with one nipple?
Well, no,
she cut it off.
She sewed the nipple back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
With, like,
she
fishing wire,
she sewed it
wire,
on
dude.
Or she sewed it shut?
I don't remember what happened, but the
back
they, like,
on.
She,
whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
She said, I ain't quitting this shit. And she didn't. Dude,
that,
she was punk as fuck.
I'm a bitch.
On the episode last night we watched with your mom, she missed this part because she lived right before this. The dude, so his partner also dropped out, and
damn.
He was completing it. He was really having a tough time emotionally. He looked like this biker guy. And he was, like, talking about how he hadn't talked to his mom and he was crying a lot. And he was like, I've just been going through so much emotionally because he wanted to come out as bisexual, and he felt so much shame, and he was like this dude in his 50s.
That's so cute.
He was so cute, and he had like a, he was like a biker looking dude, and he was so sweet. And I was like, this dude is so.
And he was like, I like it multiple ways.
Well, he was just so like funny. He was just because he grew up religious and stuff, and he was like, he's like, I just hate how much shame I'd feel, and like I don't, you know, want my community to, you know, think of me any less, but I just want to be a fully embodied, you know, person.
So yeah.
It was really groovy. Anyways, so I hung out with your mom.
Yep.
That's cute. I'm a little jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, we just hung out and
she'll be up. She's going to be up here no matter what.
I had dinner with my mom last night. It was mommy night.
Yeah, Harriet doesn't want to like
hang out. Really.
I mean, like she's a solo dude,
but she just needs advance warning.
Yeah, dude. I relate. Be honest, I relate too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If not, I can't.
She just
deal
needs
with it.
Like some advance warning.
Yeah,
I'm totally get.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, I'm definitely the same. Yeah,
she's so sweet. I do love her.
Yeah, I mean, I'd fucking hope so.
She's the best.
Yeah, she's sweet. That's Naomi's mom. Let me start. By right. saying this show, Gaiotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp,
not
in.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently, and
absolutely.
It's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know,
we are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro like getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and mm-hmm. needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date and mm-hmm. it makes you feel very nervous and you do have to find the right person and mm-hmm. BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gaiotic today and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gaiotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go,
please.
You're listening to Gaiotic? Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No, I know what to talk about. Oh. Word association. Look up a list.
Okay.
I have a game. It's word association. You guys look up a list of holiday word.
Okay. Can everyone share
you had the, one you had holiday? Share the memory based on the word.
Can everyone share? How about we'll do word association, and then we'll share some holiday memories that we have together and holiday memories from childhood.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
I'll tell the story of winter break.
Okay, cool.
Okay, fine. Katie goes first.
Okay.
Say the word, and you have to say
word association.
You have to say the first word that comes in your mind as fast as you can, and then you have to say a brief tale based off of that.
Let's do lightning, like five words, and then word association, and then we'll go over it.
Well, then you have to come up with what you're going to say based off of that. That's great.
Okay. I have to tell a tale based
on that? Based off of the five words that come out of you.
And I'm making up the tale?
No.
If the tale could be as old as time.
The tale can be as old as time.
Okay.
Okay, so got it. I'm easy. Rapid firing, giving you five words?
Or yeah, but one word at a time, but five words.
One word at a time, five words total. Or five words all at once, one time, repeat.
No, it's going to be like this. It's going to be like this. We're going to do pretend one.
Okay.
Let's say the word is...
The word is...
The word's going to be Christmas.
Cracker.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
And then tell us the
next
time.
One. Yeah. And then the next one. And then you have five. Those five.
Okay.
And then Naomi and I will keep track of the words that you say, and we're gonna think how is she
gonna do it. Okay, okay. You create a tapestry.
Good job making up a game, Joe.
You create a subconscious tapestry.
Kelly gets a shout out for this game because she said you guys need to do word association because she saw someone else do it and they were just saying sounds though.
Okay.
Because they couldn't do the words.
Oh yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Sometimes.
I'm gonna. How about this? I'm also going to time you.
Whoa?
You have 5 seconds to say a word.
Okay.
Okay.
Every time.
I'm you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Slay.
Red.
Tinsel.
Bull.
Naughty.
Nice.
Nativity.
GB.
Miracle.
Girl.
Okay,
I'm gonna say this. Katie took about 1 second each time.
That's
so
great.
That was very good.
So we have, what was it? It was girl.
It was sleigh, red. Wait, am I gonna remember everything? It was sleigh, red.
Yeah.
Something. What was the second one?
Naughty.
And I said bull, but that was just because of Red Bull. Sorry.
It's your choice.
Miracle?
No, you said naughty. Oh. Didn't you say nice?
Oh, naughty was nice.
What did you say? What was the other one?
I don't know where.
Guys, this game is
flawed. No, it's not. No, let's go from the beginning. What were the first word?
If you do it again, I could take notes also.
No, I will remember it if we. What were the words?
No, I'm
again?
Ready for another round. Let's do another round.
No, wait. Okay. No, how are you going to tell the story?
Oh, okay. Fine.
How about you pick one story that
fine.
Comes to
based
mind?
Based off of what just happened to you.
Yeah,
based on what just happened to you. I mean, you said GB? Which was Jesus, miracle, girl.
Then there's one that we cannot remember.
Nativity.
Nativity.
I think bull.
You did say bull for one of them.
Yeah, so I think those were the five. I think that was the five.
So
she'll get some more.
There's a lot of holiday stories. I was, in terms of being miracle girl and nativity combo, I did do liturgical dance at my church when I was a kid.
Please explain what that is.
Liturgical as in of or relating to the liturgy of the of our God.
Yes, but what
the
was
liturgy
the dance?
Of the
sexy
Lord.
Dance?
No, so my church did a children's like performance of the story of Jesus's birth
through dance. Hell freaking yeah.
It like some kind of involved dance, but like
it's fucking
there's
sick.
So remember when last Halloween my sisters and I were
Father,
the Holy
Son.
Trinity?
Yeah.
So I got a liturgical dress because there's like but I did make it slutty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did.
But
disgusting.
But you're wearing like a if a leotard had like a floor length skirt attached, that was also
a
leotard material.
I can imagine this. I can see this as a dance studio outfit.
Yeah, that's liturgical dance dress. And we were like kind of like angels that would like dance. We had like little fake candles and we would dance around.
We'd go like this.
Yeah, we'd be going like this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Dancing around the manger.
Was it a group of you?
Yeah, it was a group of us. You know what? There's not
worship
exactly
dance
a story there.
That worship
dance,
story
as a liturgical dancer.
Worship dance or liturgical dance take on several forms of sacred dance in Christianity and usually is incorporated into liturgies or worship services.
It's kind of just giving precedence like, easy of this ballet. Dance
begin with, you guessed it, Judaism. So they started that with accounts of dancing occurring in the Old Testament. King David dancing before the Ark of the Covenant, blah, 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 blah.
Wow, and then that's sick. Dancing before the Ark of the Covenant?
Yeah. King David was dropping that ass in front of the covenant
sure
like
David
he would
was.
Not believe.
Drop that ass for the covenant.
Straight up. Dance has historically been controversial within Christianity. Many
of
records
course, the Christians
exist of
hate anything that's too sexy.
Yeah.
They prohibit dancing because they associate it with paganism.
Yeah, well, too bad.
The use of
Look
dance
how
for
sec- out,
the
honey.
Use of dance for sexual purposes is which is what we do on stage.
For sexual purposes.
And Greek
sexual
influenced
purpose.
Belief of separation of the soul and the body.
Wow. Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. So this
so
is
obviously
really
that started me on my path.
Yeah.
Out of the church.
out
this
of the
is
church.
Really funny.
This
okay,
was the
worship
first thing.
Dance choreography. I'm gonna pull well, I'm gonna watch that later.
Okay.
Okay, Naomi.
Yep. All right.
Good job, Katie. Thank you. You made Good the job, thing Katie. Is you pulled something out.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. And you deserve a star.
Yep. Okay.
Wait, do you want me to time you, or do you think you can do it as fast?
You just gotta
as
do it fast.
I'm gonna do it as fast as you because 5 seconds was way too much time.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Prancer.
Dancer.
Fruitcake.
Hello.
Pine.
Crane. Hello.
Candles.
Lit.
Angels.
Up.
Okay. Wait. So did we get a list? Wait.
I think fruitcake hello needs to be the story.
Fruitcake hello. Wow. Hello. Pine and crane.
Dude, I've been compulsively saying hello.
I know,
in a way that's
a lot.
Really fucked up. I got obsessed with cats that say hello. They go hello. and they just do that.
Naomi's
and then
really good
just,
at doing cat impressions.
I'm good at all impressions.
You really are.
Do look I'm gay.
It's like a cat that says, look, I'm gay.
Yeah.
And it says, look, I'm gay. It just sounds like that.
So wait, we can't forget. What was it? What can we go over this?
Fruitcake hello.
Fruitcake hello.
So I did a little story
Pine
about
and crane.
That.
Candle lit.
Heaven and up.
Heaven is up.
Angel up.
Angels
oh,
are up.
Oh, angel up. What was the last
Prancer
one?
Prancer dancer.
Prancer and...
Dancer.
Yeah.
I don't have any stories about reindeer.
Well, you could have stories about prancing and dancing.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Christmas. Okay, so did most children hold their families hostage and make them watch them perform?
I did this.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure most people did this. And it usually took place around the holidays when you had the biggest captive audience.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was the holidays, but yes.
You're
getting somewhere, though, with your story.
I think this is just a story probably that most kids have, and especially if the kids grow up to be performers of any kind, there's probably a history of holding your drunken family hostage. You don't know they're intoxicated at the time, but of course that's the only way they can survive what you're doing.
Yeah.
I hope that Camille's listening to this because she's the only person who would understand exactly what we were doing, as she was mostly the director in
awesome.
My family.
That is
and she
so
was also
funny.
A dancer.
Yeah.
I was not a dancer. But she
Don't
would
say
choreograph.
That about yourself.
Thank you. I talk myself
Thank
down
you.
So much. that's just part of what I'm working on in therapy with the. Cause I sat with my therapist who was wondering if I'm pulling away from her emotionally, which is like, we are not friends, but okay.
The friends in which I pay, which were all my friends, actually.
Yeah, crazy. Well, yeah. All my friends are on my
payroll.
All my friends are on my payroll.
And it is
All
my friends are on my payroll.
All my friends are on my payroll. Yeah. What are we going to talk about when we get alone in a room together? I don't even fucking know. It's so awkward between us.
Ow! Shit! God damn! Shut your nipple off.
Yeah.
Do not joke about her.
I thought you were misgendering Naomi.
No, isn't that fun?
Talking
though?
About her Naked and Afraid.
It's like
Naked and Afraid.
You
just it
was got you recorded doing that.
No.
Yeah, I got you on camera.
I got you on camera.
That's my favorite thing ever. To be
that
honest.
Video, of Mr. Bubs.
Yeah. Anyways,
we all have crippling
my
ADHD.
My
all my friends are on my payroll.
It's actually
you're not wrong. You're an asshole.
You know what the thing is?
That fucking rocks.
Naomi actually is gonna sue
fucking
because
sick.
That's the song that you sang as a child, is it not?
Well, am I? Yeah. We were singing about really kind of niche artistic experiences. No, I don't really have a story other than like the. Camille would choreograph ballets for me and her and possibly some other little friends.
That's cute. This is a story.
I wish we could see Naomi in a ballet.
I'm going to try and pull up a picture of
what I've seen you in a ballet clothes.
Is it us kind of going like this? And I look like really dirty and Camille put blush on me?
Yeah.
You look dirty. Yeah, I look dirty.
Can I add an aside of my own play that I'm remembering?
Yeah, please.
No, please. We got in trouble one Christmas Eve because we made up a play about the devil.
That goes so fucking hard.
This is so, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I played like Satan's like sexy wife.
That dude.
And I was married to my cousin.
I have an aside based off of your aside.
Okay.
Were you absolutely shook when people were like, you know, when Meg, we did Vulture Fest, when Meg said like the thing about sassy, someone who's too sexual.
Yeah.
And that you were too sexual. And then all of our fans were like, agreed. It's Katie.
What is that about?
It's about you.
But but when am I sexual? Like, honestly, when am I sexual? I know I wear cunty clothes, but like,
I think it's like
dirty things like in a funny way.
I guess I do talk about sex. No, I'm not going to ask you guys because you guys are going to tell me yes. And
go ahead.
What?
Should you talk about sex? Should I keep it to myself more?
No,
I don't care.
Who cares?
I really, what this really doesn't bother me.
You guys are telling me all the time to stop.
I know, but that's kind of fun.
Guess what? I'll tell you when you're saying something, I'll say, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear this. But I'm not going to say, police yourself. No, I'm here for freedom.
I thought it was cute how much Meg loves God.
Meg's bit about poly people was so funny.
Yeah, that always makes me laugh. I don't care if it's problematic.
I'm sorry, that was so funny. Fucking funny.
Meg is for being like, so funny.
I have no problem with people who don't have family values. That's amazing, dude. She is so funny. I love everyone. Whether or not you respect your relationship or whether or not you're someday going to cheat.
We should have her on the pod normally, too.
She's the definition of gay addict.
She can get away with it.
God bless her. Yeah, I'd have her on over and over again.
The thing I wasn't anticipating is like, I forgot how good she is with like audience interaction. I was like,
she
drives. We don't have to do anything.
Yeah, she's
no,
she
no.
Drives,
when we got up
it.
There, I was like, I was just more like, how am I going to keep this together?
She matches our energy.
She surpasses the energy.
But you know what
say.
I mean. We don't Rizzle, have to pull. Razzle. We don't have to pull anything out of her. She's ready.
No.
God bless her. Okay.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yeah. So that was my little Christmas story, and I'll try and find a picture. I'll post it on Instagram.
You want to do your word association?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, now that we're talking about it, why not?
Manager.
Yeah. No one knows what you're actually talking about when you do that. Ready for my Christmas?
Go ahead.
Holiday.
Okay. Holiday.
Frosty.
Snowman.
Holy.
The now.
Mistletoe.
Kissy.
Pageant.
Girl.
Tradition.
Tradition.
I knew you were going to say that. Now I know what story you should tell.
Oh, what, when I played Hava?
Yeah.
But that wasn't even Christmas, but fine.
It's the holidays.
Me
isn't
and
it?
A little actor, oh my God, baby. Of course. This is going to take me all the way back. Me.
Joe's doing mic work.
Talking to the mic. Come here, girl. Get in here.
Oh, I have two stories.
Okay, great.
It's all part of the same story.
As is all.
As is my life. This has nothing to do with Christmas, but I played Hava.
Honey, there's other religions.
Shut the fuck up, Katie. Fuck! God, don't you hate when she keeps fucking interrupting me in my story? Anyways, I'm a Jew, Katie. I want to say whatever fucking holiday I want, Katie. The Christian Katie.
Christian Katie. That's really funny.
New character.
I'm sweating. It's kind of hot in here, right?
Yeah.
I played Hava and Fiddler on the Roof. I'm a little actress. I'm a little star. My friend Chris, who is... Chris is pansexual.
Yeah.
Chris. People thought Chris and I were in love because of when we kissed in that play.
Wow.
And also when we kissed in Twelfth Night, because we would absolutely mack. We would go there.
Wow.
I know. Can you believe?
That's when you feel safe it. Knowing someone else is also queer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not scared of them.
Yeah. Yeah. That didn't have to do with Christmas. I don't know what my other things were.
That has to do with
Do you want
to
sing a little bit
Fiddler
of Hava's
really
song?
Holidays, does it?
I don't remember the
Isn't
song.
Isn't it like Far From the Home I Love? Did she sing that one?
I don't remember.
You didn't deserve the role.
Sunrise, sunset.
I didn't know that wasn't
That's
her.
I know that's yeah, that was, but that's a great song.
That's a good song.
Do, 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 do,
you want to know, this is a story that doesn't have to do with the holidays either, but Katie's best friend, Becca, her favorite musical is Fiddler on the Roof.
And Christian Becca.
Owns, yeah, Christian Becca. And Becca owns the soundtrack on vinyl.
Yeah.
And for Becca's birthday, when the night that she also hired a jazz band.
Oh, God.
She wanted to listen to Fiddler
I love her
on
so much.
That was amazing.
Well. I love her so much.
I went to an event last night where there was a live jazz band, and that was very fun. And also, someone gave the person who was hosting the party a gift, which is Barbara Streisand's 900-page memoir. Are you familiar? Just dropped. 900 pages. The audiobook is 48 hours long.
Well, gotta be honest.
So many people are gonna dive in.
I'm going to listen to it.
Awesome.
Dude, I read one page of it, and it was like, it was right in the middle. It's like literally 400 pages in, and the line was something so legendary. It was like, between a bunch of ellipses, like you could just tell she wrote it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, I still find it funny when people say that other actresses can't compare to my singing. It was like something iconic like that.
I need
so
start,
cool.
I need
dude.
To start saying and living that way.
I know.
Yeah.
She's, I would like to do like a Barbara Streisand movie marathon.
Dude,
I've never
wow,
seen
that's
Barbara
fun.
Streisand is truly one of the greatest singers
yeah,
of all
of
time.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Just of all time. She's so amazing. And she has really, she's really like
tiny
elegant
hands.
Elegant little hands.
Mm. I'm not thinking about that.
No.
Just when she's
no.
gesticulating, you're like, those are nice hands. They look pretty. Anyway.
So I got a piece of hair in my eye. You just looked at me so confused.
No, I was actually really looking
thinking
at
about
my
hands.
My hands are fucked.
I really need to start putting lotion on my hands.
Oh, I've been lotioning my hands
such
in a
bad,
crazy way.
I'm doing
bad
a bad
eczema
job.
That doesn't matter what I do.
Mm, that sucks.
It's fine. Worker's hands.
Yeah, the Becca, that was her like going away party. She was moving out of Los Angeles, and we were living in a house together in Glendale, and she hired a upright bassist and a piano player because we had an upright piano at our house. And she told them to come at like 7 p.m., nobody else really came to that party until like 9 p.m.
Yeah.
She also had like two
shrimp
rooms
cocktail.
That were chock full of the craziest snacks. Yeah, shrimp cocktail.
This is a great Christmas episode.
No, you're,
who,
you have
who
a problem.
That is listening
no.
did hard drugs over winter break.
But what about that one part? Who hasn't done hard drugs over winter break? A lot of people. I feel like that's a great time to do hard drugs. Everyone's sad. Everyone's sad.
It's such the safety of your mom's home.
Yeah, but yeah, your mom.
Returning
or your dad,
to your mom's home.
Or your, whatever, whoever took care of you.
I wonder if our friends, if our fans do drugs.
I'm sure some of them do, yeah.
Yeah, some of them probably.
Dude, I've seen
but I kind
people
of feel like the majority
like
maybe
rolling
not.
At our shows.
Yeah. But like the hardcore fan, I don't know. Maybe I feel like
just because we're sober doesn't mean,
doesn't mean that
they're
they are
sober.
Gonna
well, no,
do it again.
Some people do the thing that's really crazy about some people's brains. It's like I'll have a drink of alcohol and I'll be depressed for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
really are not.
No.
Yeah, I know. I have a hard time even believing
that. Don't I do too. I do too. But number one, if you're at home, dude, I hate how young all some of you guys have told me you are now. Number one,
little babies,
don't do the drugs, you guys. My brain. It's fucked up.
Okay, so I think it's time to rate to review.
Molly 1333 gave a 5-star review titled Concerned.
Okay.
Hey, love the pod. Are you well?
No.
No.
Is that it?
No. Takes one to know one, Molly. I'm sure you're doing pretty bad too. So shout out to all our people in the struggle.
Going through it together. Solidarity.
I wonder what they're referring to.
What episodes?
Probably just the general vibe.
Not good.
Not good. Probably like if you just rewind to the first 5 minutes of this episode today when we said we were doing bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Good review.
And thanks for
was
your
was it
concern,
5 stars though?
Honestly.
Yeah, 5 stars.
I love you guys. Love myself, Josette.
Love you guys. Love myself, Naomi.
Love you guys. Love myself, Katie.
Bye. Okay. Gaiotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Gaiotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanevskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
The show is mixed and mastered by Sam Mutin.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Gaiotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday. One of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
Meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.